Yo Pods, check out Meet Mitch and Leewood for award-winning barbecue, outstanding atmosphere, and your destination to watch all your favorite March Madness action. Tailgating for opening day? Place your order online and pick up on way to the game. Meet Mitch Barbecue, East 95th and Mission in Ranch Martin or Shopping Center.
And now, the only man to score an own goal in baseball, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio, 810 WHB. Thanks for joining us here in the program. We appreciate it. Thursday afternoon, and we await to see how big the big market collection of teams will be in the postseason. It was a fun window.
Yeah.
With the little engines that could compete in the NFL. But it seems like that window has been slammed shut. Credit Dayton Moore and his staff for getting a championship while you still could. We're at least one, if not two, collective bargaining agreements away from being able to contend again. That is the feeling I had last night.
Mm-hmm. And it's... The evidence of the season. I mean, it's someone wanted to counter. Hey, the team that they knocked off, the small market team Indians, did have the most wins in the American League this year, but they're not standing now.
No, they're not still there, and that's what's frustrating. And the reason I bring it up is because I think it's, you know, just I do think we've got some problems, and we've mentioned it, and we haven't talked about it a lot. Certainly not like we would have in the old days. Of sitting there, you know, that just wasn't, we just haven't been able to, it hadn't been our topic. Our topic has been to compete, to talk about the Royals competing for a championship, because that's what was going on. So, you know, the economics of baseball, which we've spent, I feel like we're baseball economists, mm-hmm. at least here in the program, and many of our great hardcore baseball fans have been forced to become, is that you look at it and say, okay, we got a chance to compete. We were watching the Royals do it. They take their payroll all the way up to 150. But when I look at the Yankees, to me, the Yankees have arrived a year early. That's what I think has happened. And, you know, what's coming, and maybe 2 years early, because I really do believe that what's coming with the Yankees is they're going to get at least one, if not both, of the Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. I think Bryce Harper's all but a lock to get there. They've got about $100 million worth of payroll that's going to come off their $224 million, $21 million of which is Alex Rodriguez, to give you an idea. And so, you know, they're supposedly, I heard Jason Stark, oh, they really want to stay behind below the luxury tax. You know, I heard that about the Dodgers. I heard that about the Yankees before. And then they just blow it up. I mean, like, listen, you got to remember what was said earlier. And then you got to pay attention to what their track record was in the past. The Yankees are swimming in money. And, you know, we've seen Yankee Stadium even this year, where it wasn't packed when the Royals were out there.
Mm-mm.
They got a win to pack the house there. And that's a lot of revenue. And then their TV deal is coming up as well. I think you're going to see the Yankees go out and spend a lot of money. Your biggest payrolls in baseball this year. L.A. Dodgers, 265 in the playoffs. Still in the playoffs. New York Yankees, 224. Still in the playoffs. Boston Red Sox, 223. They were in the playoffs. Nationals at number 7, 189. They're still alive. Right? How much longer? I don't know. Cubs, 182. And only beginning to spend. They're going to keep all their guys. That number's going to go up. They're still in the playoffs. Houston Astros at 15, 149, 150, we'll call it. Rounds up to 150. But they're not going anywhere. Right? They've got the revenue mm-hmm. in a market the size of Houston to keep all their pieces together. But they're at $150 million. Indians, 18th at $139 million. Twins, 19th. At $139 million. Now, this is what baseball has told us historically, is that the sweet spot is number 11 to number 20 in baseball. Because generally speaking, 11 to 20 puts as many teams into the postseason as 1 through 10 does. And then the postseason tends to be a crapshoot. And if you're sitting in Cleveland, Ohio, I think it's fine to say, okay, we just got unlucky, or Corey Kluber's back was hurting. I heard Buster Olney this morning on the Border Patrol, and he brought up some great points that Andrew Miller's knee hasn't really been healthy, which is amazing. Like, during the season, I'm like, hey, is Miller's knee going to be an issue? Like, do you get concerned about that? Oh, no, he'll be fine. Then they lose. It's like, well, his knee, Kluber's back, Brantley wasn't right. I mean, then we go through all the – they were devastated by injuries last year and made it to where they were up 3-1 in the World Series. They were one game away. They're now, what, 3-20?
3-17 in their last 20
That's what
potential
closeout games. When they've had a chance to clinch, they're 3-17 in their last 20. 3-17. I mean, that's it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's a combination of elements. But
it is, because it goes
bizarre.
It goes back to 99, so there's no one, you know, it's not like, well, Kluber can't get it done.
That they've been in 20 potential clinching games suggests that they're decent enough in the postseason. The fact they haven't closed out is just a bizarre.
Yeah, they can walk right up to the verge of winning. Yeah. And by the way, Cleveland's not the smallest of markets either.
No.
I mean, it's significantly bigger than Kansas City. But I do think it's really notable, I mean, about where the market sizes are. We're going to end up with a Final Four in baseball that has market one, the Dodgers, market two, the Yankees. We know they're in. We're going to have market or payroll, I'm sorry, payroll one in the Dodgers, payroll two in the Yankees, payroll 15 with the Astros, which what size is Houston?
Five.
Market size?
Yeah,
okay, market five.
Metropolitan population, yeah.
And we're going to add either the Cubs, which is market three, or we're going to add the Nationals, which
six.
Is market six.
So there are five teams currently standing, and they are the five of the – they're all in the top six in population.
What are we
population.
Missing? San Francisco at four?
Dallas.
Dallas at four. Where's San Francisco?
They are now at 11.
The Bay Area? They must have San
Boston,
Francisco.
It's got San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward –
well, San Francisco
California.
And Oakland together should be put together.
Well, they are. San Francisco, Oakland, and Hayward.
Is 11?
Yeah. It's New York, L.A., Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Washington, Philadelphia, Miami, Atlanta, Boston is the top 10.
Okay.
In 2016 estimated metropolitan population.
Yeah. Be interesting. What about by TV market size? Do it by TV market size, because that's what I would do. That's how I would rank it based upon – because TV is like your viewing area, right? That's everybody that you can draw from and get it there. But you see the point. I mean, there are five teams remaining. They're in the top six market sizes in the country. I mean, we could talk till we're blue in the face about the Kansas City Royals and what they're going to do to try to rebuild. But I have great fear right now, maybe more fear than ever, that the baseball has turned itself into big Marketville. And that is scary as a Royals fan.
New York 1, L.A. 2, Chicago 3, Philadelphia 4, Dallas 5, San Francisco, Oakland 6.
Okay.
So in this,
so in the TV market, because it's once you get their out of their municipalities,
right.
But it's still clearly, like San Jose is part of them and everything, so 6,
so
keep
these,
going.
So these 5 are 1, 2, okay, see 7 is Washington, Houston 8, Boston 9, Atlanta 10.
Okay, so what do we got? By TV market, what do we have?
1, 2, 3, 7, 8.
Five teams, all in the top 18.
The lowest
markets.
Is 8.
I mean, it's going to mean ratings. They're going to talk about how ratings are up on the World Series. You know, all those things. I remember the 85 World Series, Royals-Cardinals. We love it. We romance it. But it was brutally rated. And that's one of the things that they would all talk about all the time is how low the ratings were for it.
And two of the teams that were knocked out, Boston, 9. Phoenix, 12. Who's the other one? Cleveland was 19. So
where's Minnesota? They were not.
Minnesota
not
15.
And then who is the NL wild card? Colorado, Denver.
Denver, 17.
So 19 or higher.
Yeah.
And so 10 playoff teams came in at what were the numbers again? So the Dodgers at 1.
As far as TV markets,
yes.
New York.
Or
New York 1. LA 2.
2 LA.
3 Chicago.
3 Chicago.
Let's see. 7, Washington.
Washington.
8, Houston.
Okay.
9, Boston.
Good Lord. Okay.
12, Phoenix.
Okay.
15, Minneapolis.
Okay.
17, Denver.
And Cleveland.
And Cleveland is 19.
So market size, we had 2, 4, 6 from the top 10, then 4 in the next 10. Wow. I mean, doesn't that scare you a little bit?
Yeah. A smidge.
I mean, that to me is just terrifying.
We'll see if you know, it's a one-off. What was, look at last year's.
I mean, and when you see that, when I mentioned $21 million of dead money, the Yankees' dead money will scare the crap out of you. Their dead money, here are the contracts that they are paying on that they're not getting anything from. All right? So retained or deferred money. We'll see. It's not opening. Well, I'll give it to you here in a second. Is... the total, here it is, here we go. Peter Cosma, $82,000. Tyler Webb, $55,000. A-Rod, $21 million. Brian McCann, $6 million. Tyler Clippard, $4.5 million. Chris Carter, $3.5 million. Tom Lane, $1.1 million. Dustin Fowler, $300,000. Rob Refsnyder, $300,000. Grand total of the dead money, $47 million. So when you look at the payroll of the Yankees at 224, they're able to carry what ends up being over $175 million payroll of active ball players and $50 million worth of mistakes. That's what's scary. You know, so like you're going to read all these stories, all the baseball guys who I find, Jason Stark, my man, right? Present and accounted for as the guy who romances the postseason, I believe, more than anybody. They're going to write about all the great baseball decisions that New York made. And they made some great ones. Drafting Aaron Judge down to like pick number 32 was a brilliant decision. You know, spending money in Latin America to come up with Severino, great, great decision. But make no mistake about it, money has fueled them. They got $50 million worth of do-overs on the roster.
Yeah, that's where they make a mistake. Yeah,
that's all right. We're going to keep firing. We're going to keep spending. The Royals make a $21 million mistake. It cripples them.
Yeah.
And so that's what scares you. That's absolutely terrifying to me.
Looking back at last year, there were some success stories among lower teams.
Dodgers, by the way, $48 million in mistakes.
Wow.
$48 million in deferred money. So if you look at what the two big boys can do, all right, I mentioned they both are hanging payrolls that have $50 million worth of mistakes. The Dodgers have $48 million in mistakes. They have $217 million in let's go play ball. So when you think about what Dayton Moore did, keep in mind, and they carried, you know, they ended up eating Omar Infante's deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right, coming down the stretch run, or was he still on the roster in 15?
I think he was done.
I think they had released him.
Yeah.
So they carried eight in dead money.
1/6 of what the Dodgers have this year. By the way, last year there were some lower level success stories if you count Cleveland at 19 lower level, Baltimore at 26, Toronto, and they're not a U.S. market, so they're not on the list. But the other seven, all in the top 9. Seven of last year's 10 Major League playoff teams were in the top 9 markets. New York, L.A., Chicago, Dallas, San Francisco, Washington, and Boston.
And I will tell you that the Royals had the number 13 payroll in 2015 when it was all said and done. That was with the additions of, and it might not have been quite that high. It might have been more like 14 because they throw Johnny Cueto and Ben Zobrist's whole salary number onto the list and just tally it up and then rank it. So they might have been more like 14 or 15. But that's where the Royals were able to get to. $132 million payroll that year. They were 150 last year, 140-something this year. You know, that's significant.
Yeah.
Their deferred money that year, Jason Frazier, 1.25. Billy Butler, $1 million, buying him out. Bruce Chen, $1 million. You know, walking on the option, that's where that money came from. Joe Blanton, $628,000. Brandon Finnegan, $138,000. Aaron Brooks, $27,000, and $3,000 for John Lamb. So they listed. Do they list Infante on here? Let me see if they got him on here. Yeah, they've got him all up on the active roster. So there was the Infante money. So listen, the margin for error for the Royals gets thinner. It gets thinner, and now they can't go buy their way. You know, can't say, listen, we're going to save $50 million in payroll and put $20 million in the bank towards spending beyond our limits in the future, but spend $30 million extra in Latin America and on the draft. That's over.
Yeah.
That is over. And to me, I think the economic setup right now is worse for the Royals than it's ever been. And maybe I'm missing something. That no, actually, we need to cap the Latin American spending because the Yankees and Red Sox are hip to that, and they'll just blow anybody out of the water. Okay, I'd listen to it. But, man, as a Royals fan, this is a little bit scary when you see just the big markets. Now, and maybe it's an anomaly. You know, maybe it'll look real different next year.
But not just the big markets, but as we talked about this 2 years ago, that at some point, that at least as the Yankees are constructed with that pen, that it was only a matter of time before teams with a lot more money than the Royals took copied to some degree what they had discovered that worked in the postseason. And there they are. That you saw them last night.
What you hope is that those reliever contracts that Aroldis Chapman blows out like most closers do. I'm not hoping for Aroldis Chapman to blow out, but what might change it and be a market correction for the Royals is if the Yankees and the big market clubs overspend on the Andrew Millers and the Aroldis Chapmans and they get hurt in year two of a five-year deal and they're sitting with wads of cash that are doing nothing. I mean, that's where it has to be. Yeah. But again, they can carry $50 million worth of mistakes. I think the Yankees payroll is going to be $300 million for the 2019 season. And they're taking $100 million off this year's.
Yeah.
They're taking $100 million. Off this year. So they're going to back up the bus to about 125. Now we'll see what they add to it. But I think they'll be over three. You're going to see spending galore out there. Maybe not. Maybe the Yankees have done enough good things that they can't even get over $300 million. But $300 million will come sometime in the near future for them. And I don't see the Dodgers doing anything different. Corey Seager's not going anywhere.
Nope.
Yeah, they're not going to let – Bellinger's not going anywhere. They're not going to let any of their star young players go. And then they're going to supplement it and add it.
Yeah, and they got some, like the Yankees got some. Both those teams have massive amounts of ability to go get free agents, but they've all also, their farm systems have been incredibly productive of late.
Yeah, unbelievable. 913-3810-810. Steven Strasburg did pitch yesterday, as we found out during the program yesterday, and pitched really well. We'll talk about what was at stake there in that scenario of what was going on. Also talk about tonight's game, Gio Gonzalez against Kyle Hendricks. That's your matchup. It's a pick'em game in Washington. Talk about who we're rooting for in this series. I think that is of note. Minor note, but who and why? We'll do that next. 913-3810-810. You're in the program.